Twentyman Talks Politics. Dawn Primorolo, Charlotte Leslie, Steve Webb so far have joined me over the last 3 weeks. I'm delighted this week's guest is here, John Penrose, the Conservative MP for Weston-super-Mare. Really good to see you.
Glad to be here.
You in good form?
Yeah, I just struggled through the traffic, got here just in time.
Oh, bravo for getting here, because I know Fridays are difficult and we appreciate you making the effort. It's interesting. I try and look for a kind of personal connection as to get the chat going. Charlotte Leslie was actually born in Liverpool, the same place as me. Steve Webb, I used to live in Yate, where he is the local MP, Thornbury and Yate. So I was thinking, what have John and I got in common? I couldn't work it out. You look a bit fearful at the moment. When I went to school, I used to use Longman textbooks.
Ah.
You used to be the MD, didn't you?
I was for a while, so if the textbooks were really dull, I'm afraid it's probably my fault. I apologise in advance.
When you were the MD of Longman and the textbooks, there were O-levels back in my day. I think they were the books I used to study. Did you ever envisage that one day you'd become an MP, a Member of Parliament?
Not really, no. I mean, I wasn't one of these people who did politics at university or at school. I mean, some of the people who were involved in politics when I was at university were a bit odd, frankly, so it sort of frightened me away. I got to the point in somewhere in my sort of mid-late 20s where I realised I was about to turn into one of those people who's likely to sort of rant at the telly in annoyance with the way things were. So I thought, well, I ought to do something about it or shut up. So I didn't really get involved, didn't join a political party till I was 26, 27 years old. And got started about then.
So back in the day when you thought people involved in politics were odd, do you still think that?
Yeah, completely.
Sorry, you left the door open for that one.
I'm reminded of it every day in Parliament, yeah.
Yeah, OK. I mean, in the family, there's a strong connection, history of teachers.
Yeah.
Did you ever think about becoming a teacher? Was that ever on the agenda?
You look at people who've got, you know, who are the children of doctors or the children of teachers, you either want to go straight into it or you run a mile. It happened to be that I ran a mile just because I didn't think I had the patience for it, to be honest. But no, I mean, I was brought up with education round the kitchen table over breakfast sort of thing, you know.
Okay. And that was that light bulb moment when you thought, right, it is politics for me, regardless of being the MD at Longman or whatever you were doing at the time. Can you remember that moment when you thought, I'm going to pursue a career in politics?
I think funnily enough, it was when, I don't know if any of your listeners remember this, there was a moment when John Major was Prime Minister and he stood up and he said, I want Britain to be a classless society. And that, for me, I remember very clearly hearing that over, I think it was on a radio or something like that, and thinking, yeah, that'll do me. And that was the moment, and I joined the Conservative Party the following day.
Really, on the strength of that statement?
Yeah. Yeah. Simple as that.
Okay. Born in Sudbury in Suffolk, what brought you to the beautiful West Country then?
Actually, well, this is where the family's roots were. My dad was brought up in Timsbury, just near Midsummer Norton. My granddad taught at the local school. And my dad was, as a teacher, as you mentioned, happened to be teaching in a school over there when I was born. So, you know, this was kind of like coming home. My wife's family is all from around here too. So, usual thing, London after university, and then after a couple of years of that, you move out and sort of, you know, head out to more beautiful countryside, and coming home was sort of the obvious thing to do, I guess.
Yeah. And where do you live? I mean, I assume it's somewhere near Weston, obviously.
It is, yeah. The constituency runs from Weston itself inland to Blagden.
Mm-hmm.
And so I live in Winscombe, which is pretty much smack in the middle. So,
nice.
So it means I can get anywhere in the constituency within about 15 or 20 minutes, nice and easy.
What do you enjoy the most about being a MP, the Conservative MP for Weston-super-Mare?
Cool, blimey, that's a tricky one. I mean, the thing about it is that any job, you have good days and bad days in the office, don't you? Just on occasions, you talk to someone in your surgery, or you sort of get something changed in policy, and you think, in a small way, the world's a slightly better place at the end of the day than it was when you started. And you get that from in my case, publishing textbooks beforehand. I'm sure you get that on the radio as a radio presenter. But just on occasions, you feel like you've really made a big difference to someone's life if you've sorted out a problem for them or whatever it might be. And that's when I go home with a spring in my step.
Yeah, that's good. No, they are great days. Do you have more good days or more bad days?
More good days. I mean, it's a really weird job being an MP. It's very, very varied. So you can never know. I mean, I've had my photograph taken next to people dressed up as a kipper and everything all the way through. So it's weird on occasions and satisfying. So you never get bored.
Brilliant.
If you do, you should leave.
Yeah, no, that's a truism. Whatever your job is, if you're not motivated and up for it, you should walk on. I agree totally. Twentyman Talks Politics in the company of John Penrose, the Conservative MP for Weston-super-Mare. There was a bit of publicity for the town with the football exploits this week and the last 10 days or so.
Yeah, it's been quite a big thing. You know, everyone's been sort of really, really proud to see you know, teams doing well. The result wasn't so great the other day, but people really pleased to see that it's brought a bit of publicity, as you said.
Yeah, for every giant killing act in football, there's always 8 or 10 non-league clubs who are put to the sword, unfortunately, West Ham. But it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, the crowds at the Woodspring Stadium, probably, I don't know, on a good day, 500 or 600, yet there was nearly 3,000 people there.
Pretty much
on Tuesday.
It's good.
That's really good. Now then, your interests, I was reading, fishing, beekeeping, and it's either rowing or rowing. Probably rowing.
Probably rowing, yeah.
Tell me about the beekeeping.
Oh, my dad used to keep bees, and he got allergic when he got stung, so I took over when I was in my teens.
All right.
And I just like honey. I've been a beekeeper on and off for years and years and years, and I'm probably not a terribly expert beekeeper, but I like it, and it's just a way of clearing your head. Makes you think about other things. It's like any hobby. It just makes you gets you to think about something else on occasions. You know?
And have you got all that kind of protective gear, like the suit you put on and the hat with the net in the front?
Yeah, so some people when they keep bees, they reckon it's a bit sissy to wear gloves and that sort of stuff. I don't. I reckon I look like there's about to be a nuclear attack.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But the fishing, are you a good fisherman?
I'm okay. Yeah, I catch some fish. And
where do you fish?
Blagdon Lake recently, and a bit of sea fishing as well, that sort of stuff. But yeah, anything with lures, basically. I'm sort of more of a sort of go after them rather than wait for them to come to me sort of person. But yeah,
okay. What motivates you?
I guess it goes back to your question about what counts as a good day in the office earlier on. Most people, I think, who go into politics go into it because they want to try and improve things a bit. Mm. Yeah, it may be big, maybe small, but you want to try and improve things and leave things a little bit better off when you left than when you came. And that's kind of what I want to do. And it can be something as simple as sorting out someone's tax credits, or it can be trying to fix something big in foreign policy. I mean, that's the variety of the job.
Yeah. Do you get frustrated by the length of time that it takes to effect change?
Yeah, I mean, with my background as a businessman first, politics is much slower and a lot more frustrating. Mm. And you can't say, right, we're going to do X and just crack on with it. You've got to persuade an awful lot more people, and they won't all be persuaded. And that's kind of what democracy is. So that's really frustrating. But I suppose if it was easy, then it wouldn't be so rewarding, would it?
Yeah, sure thing. Tell me about your daughters. You've got a couple of girls, haven't you?
Yeah, young daughters. Funny enough, my wife and I try and avoid sort of putting them in the public eye too much, just because it's not really fair on them. But two young daughters, and I'm told that in a couple of years' time, I'm going to be putty in their hands. But at the moment,
how old are they?
7 and 8 years old.
Oh gosh, I'm sure you're already putty around the fingers.
I probably don't realise it. Very pliable.
What are their names?
Emma and Rebecca.
Emma and Rebecca. Yeah. Delightful. Now, your wife, Dido, it's an interesting one as well. She's the chief executive
of TalkTalk. So if anyone's got any broadband problems, I'll get letters now.
Yeah. No, you will. Don't worry. I mean, she's obviously very successful in her own right.
Yeah.
Is it a kind of competitive relationship you have? You're an MP, she's a chief exec?
Not really. I mean, we both met. It was an office romance when we first met. We were both working for the same company. No, I mean it's not really competitive in that respect. It's just because we're in different worlds, so it's sort of kind of compliments. I mean, I'm really proud of her. I think she might be proud of me on occasions, and that kind of works. It's really good. Yeah,
you see a lot of each other because I imagine you do a lot of travelling, going to London and being an MP, and I should imagine her position also takes her here, there, and everywhere.
We're both busy, but I guess it's like any two career. You know, couple, it gets to the point where we're so sad we have to schedule dates with each other. It counts as a big night out, you know.
I spoke to Mike Ford about several months ago, that he's the head coach of Bath Rugby, not dissimilar. He said he arranged some social with his wife via email.
Yeah, you book a date and you feel like you've really sort of achieved something, and you're just going down the local pub, but it's good.
Now then, is it true that you didn't back Cool Dawn when Cool Dawn won the Cheltenham Gold Cup in 1998?
Yeah,
I should have done.
I should have done, and the reason why is because he belonged to my wife. So she I mean, it was one of these amazing things. She bought him as a simple horse for her to ride in point to points. And it's like buying a Mini and discovering you bought a Ferrari. He went on to win the Cheltenham Gold Cup, which your listeners will know is pretty much as big a race as it gets. And I've quickly discovered that if I bet when she was riding, it just made me feel worse. And if she won, I was ecstatic. If she lost, I was too glum, and I couldn't bring myself to bet against. So I stopped betting whenever she or her horse was racing. And I forgot about that when it came to the Gold Cup, and I'm really annoyed because it came in at 25 to 1.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you there that day? Were you at Cheltenham?
I was there. All our friends.